Okay, continuation. It's the next Torah is a continuation of Torah Samachet. So it is Torah Samachet.
The secret of riches.
Yeah, but actually we're related to relationships and all that. And how a person has to interact with others, okay? So Samach Tet, everyone, whoever has the sefer can open up. There's some behind over there. Some more swarm there. Okay, this is, it's already being recorded, guys. So Dash, gozel et chaver mamon, gozel gozel mimeno banim. If you steal money from your friend, he's not really your friend, is he? And you're stealing his kids. You're stealing his kids. Tahainush a gazlan hotel mehanigzal banim. The one who steals takes the kids from the one he stole from. He like takes his kids that he's supposed potential kids to have. Kikar mamon shel adam balo ayde bat zugo. The Zohar Kadosh says that a person, the main money that comes to a person, comes through his spouse.
Yeah.
Meaning the woman.
Yeah. You never know these days.
Yeah. It's not a rock. It's just. Gal yedei or nafsha through the light of her soul. Mize balo amamo. And then the money comes to him through that. Okay. Which means the more light she has in her soul, then the more money you're going to get. Okay, so now, Hainu, Al Yidei Mit Shemit Notzet Umit Pashet Orot Meor Navsha, through her soul, sparking off and expanding the lights inside of her soul. Elu HaOrot and Bechinat HaMamon. These lights are the money.
So it's really good that we have one that's called
up. It makes them happy, yeah. It makes me happy, so then I get more money.
Yeah. My wife was beaming.
That's what it's saying.
The shepherd was coming down.
Why? Because of what?
Because of the Torah.
Oh, there you go. Like, the shepherd's flowing
all down. All day long she was talking about it.
They got the nice windows, they got the coffee machine.
More money.
More money now coming.
Okay, what are we complaining about?
Yeah. We don't really care about the room we're in. We just have to have the right farm in front of us.
Yeah. We just want to do 2 days a week.
Yeah,
this is being recorded.
They're not. They're part of
this.
The same good. The same good. As we learned yesterday, that money is in the same place as your nefesh. Okay, we just explained now. Okay, the nefesh ubechinat nekeva, and the nefesh is a feminine aspect of your soul, as is known in the Kitvei Ari. It's the last one from Nefesh Ruach Neshama, so whatever was last is the feminine, because the receiver of the one before it, and also had it was original thought, came out last, okay? So therefore, basically, just like in your own soul, the Nefesh is last, but in your general soul, because the person and his wife is one soul together, so she is in a general way like the Nefesh, which is the feminine aspect of the soul. V'chen klal nefesh ruach neshama shala, and so to her general aspects of her nefesh ruach and neshama, who b'chinat nefesh negdo. It's a nefesh in relation to the man. Okay. Ki klal hamadrega tachtona b'chinat nefesh. The general last level is the nefesh b'chinat nekeva neged madrega shel ma'ala himena in relation to the madrega above it. Therefore, through the nekeva, which is the person's spouse, shehi b'chinat a nefesh etzlo. She is the nefesh in relation to the man. Al yada balo mamon. Through her comes the money to him. Okay. Ki ikar mamon talui ba. The main money is dependent upon her, as explained in another place. Ki b'chinat raglin, that she represents the raglin, the legs. And it says in the Zohar, Ragle Chasidav Yishmor. Okay, the feet of kindness will be kept. So the Zohar says, that's the woman. Da'itata, that's the woman. And then it says, V'et kol yikum asher baraglehen. All of the what is it in English? Yikum? You have a pasuk there? Population?
Thank you.
Kol yikum asher baraglehen. Oh yeah, it's
the
kind
of like, was their feet.
Their feet. So, Zem, and the Gemara says, Zem amono shel adam shemamid al raglav. This is a person's money that stands him on his feet. Ki ikar mamon ba b'chinat nefesh. The main money comes from the nefesh, which is the nekeva, which is the raglin, the feet. Okay, and this is what the sages say. Ha-sharui b'lo isha, sharui b'lo choma. Someone's living without a wife, he's living without a choma. What do we say? Choma is a fence. We said yesterday, and the Gemara says, hainu b'lo mamon, which means without any money. Ki choma b'chinat mamon. Choma is money, as we explained yesterday, as the pasuk says, hon ashir kiryat uzo k'choma nishkava. Therefore, the sages say, okiru l'nashaychu kihechi de tit atru. Okay, what, you have the translation of that to Aramaic there, your high school? From Baba Metzia, okiru?
Honor your wife so that you become wealthy.
That's what Gemara says.
What about rich bachelors? People that are like very rich in their room there.
Could be that they're getting their source from an impure feminine.
Yeah, it's also true.
Thing.
Maybe they're very, maybe their soul is very feminine.
Maybe they can be richer if they get married.
But
also, someone who is born into wealth.
That's because they're never from a high.
Of course, yeah.
Also,
it's as long as it's the soul of the woman is Jewish. Or it's not really your badzug, unless you're
married. Is using up their alamazai and their alamazai. So
not yet, but if she converted, then it was retroactively. Yeah, but if not, she didn't convert. It's not Jewish.
It is shepherd from Harvard.
Not the same spark. I can't. That doesn't work the same way.
The fear, the fear.
What do you say? What do you say?
Some people in this world who have like tons of money.
Yeah.
It's basically burning up their alamazai.
It could be a lot of different calculations above. We can't know everything. But this is just one aspect of it.
Yeah.
Is that just like a general concept? It says, well, how to get rich and make your wife happy.
Also, anything that's rooted in the good has the same power of the bad side.
Yeah,
it's like, this is just the other side of it, the dark side.
She's right. Your woman can also take your credit card and rob you of everything.
And you get rich like that. Well, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos is in chapter 2. There's
it's called life, man.
It says, who is happy? It says, who is happy? Which is Pirkei Avos. In Pirkei Avos, it says, someone who's samech b'chelko. Right, but then the Gemara brings a few more answers. One of them is one whose wife is happy with what her husband brings home, like how much money he brings home, and that's someone who's happy. If his wife's happy, they bring home. And then the Ritva says on that Gemara, he says there's two types of women. Some women are always happy, and some women are never happy. So he brings home. Is that fine? Yeah. It has to do with the person's tikkun in the world, you know. But it's.
But if you have a wife. And she's not being observant. She doesn't have all these different things.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, she becomes very observant, very interested.
Yeah.
Money should go up.
Should. Well, yeah, there's different things. I'm saying there's a lot of different reasons for different. But this is like a general cloud that a person should obviously work on, and hopefully, there's no. I think that the answer is there's no like guaranteed system of getting what you want.
Well, when they're talking about money here, are they talking about the physical money? They're talking about sustenance, because parnasa doesn't necessarily mean physical money. It means sustenance, which could be, you know, you have everything that you need.
Yeah, I think it means that's getting shafa in a kosher way. That's what it means. Yeah, it means that a kosher way of shafa, which turns into money that you need at the right time.
Okay, so a person can have all their bills are paid. They have food on the table, but they have nothing in the bank.
That could be great. Because some people have you know, they have like a lot of credit card debt, and then they don't have, but they have a lot of money in the bank. But if they actually pay all the credit cards, they'll be in minus. So, right? You have a lot of people like that.
Yeah,
what? Yeah, Rabbi Nachman was in general against credit cards. They didn't have credit cards back then, but like against credit. Credit.
No, but yeah. There's also people that have tons of money, but they don't, they have nothing.
They don't feel like they have shefa of kedusha.
They have nothing. But
it's true. You have to shefa of kedusha is having what you like. If a person tries to make his kelim too big, he'll fall. And also like your lifestyle is a big part of it. Like, first has to be worried and chasing all day. Like King Solomon says, "Who's someone who can't sleep? Who owns properties at every corner? Can't sleep now. You know he's got a lot of money, right?" Because everyone's calling you. You gotta fix this thing. You gotta, you kick out this tenant. You fix this pipe. You know, it doesn't end unless you hire a property manager.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. So, Kol adam v'adam kasher hu ba l'olam. Every person, when he comes to the world, hu ba'im bat zuga miyuched lo, he comes with the spouse that is special for him. Ve'im schum amon katuv lo, with the amount of money that's set for him. Sheyelo b'ze olam, that he'll have in this world. V'kama perot, and he has a certain amount of fruit, which is habanim shiyu lo b'ze olam, the amount of kids he'll have in this world. Okay, so a lot of those things are set for the Gemara in Nida says it. It says when at the moment of conception, an angel takes the seed up to another angel or Hashem, and it decreed it's going to be rich, it's going to have this house, it's going to be married this person. The only thing that's not decreed is if it can be a tzaddik or a rasha. Okay, but all those other things, it's decreed. Okay, it's a whole question: can you change it? It's a whole discussion for a different time. But the bottom line is they have decrees for these things. So a person has a tree, he has branches, and he has fruits. Okay, what does that mean? Ikar ilan. The main tree is the light of the wife's soul. From the tree comes all the branches, which is hit notzitzut fit pashtut ora. The sparking and the spreading forth of her light. Hainu b'chinat mamun kanal, which is a person's money. Hu b'chinat anafim shel ilan. Those are the branches of the tree. So therefore, if the woman feels more expansive, she's spreading out her light of her soul more, and that results in more money. Al anafim elug delim aperot. On these branches grow the fruits, which is the banim, the kids. Okay? Nimtza kishechad gozel michaver amaman. So when you steal money from your friend, who gozel v'notel mimeno anafim shel ilan shelo, you're stealing and taking the branches of his tree, which is hitnotetzut or nafsha, the sparking of his wife's soul, and you're taking it away from his wife because now she can't expand as much. You're taking away his money, and therefore shemisham amaman, and from there the money comes al ken. Nefesh banav uvnotav. He takes from that person the nefesh of his children, and which is his boys and girls, sons and daughters. Shem tluim gdelim v'yonkim or ha'anaf hazeh, which grow from the light of this tree. Ki hem hem aperot gdelim ala anafim elo. Because those are the fruits that grow on these branches, because notel ha'anaf notel perot. So when you take the branch, you take the fruits. Okay, everyone understand that? That's why the Arizal, he brings down in the that every woman has a certain amount of light in her soul in order to create the kids. So there's a certain set amount of kids that a woman could bring into the world based on the amount of light she has in her soul to give over to the kids, and that's why. When Rachel was supposed to have one kid, and Leah was supposed to have seven kids, but then she felt bad, so she prayed for Rachel. So then so Leah only had six kids, and the last kid went to Rachel, which is Binyamin. And the moment when Binyamin was born, what happened? Rachel died, because she gave her own life force to Binyamin, for Binyamin to live. She only had enough for one, because she was the Malchus, and Leah was the Bina. So Bina has Amba Banim, which has seven. And Malchus has one. So when she gave one over, she had to give her own light of her soul over to Binyamin. So she died when he was born.
Okay. So it wasn't because of just
another reason. Yeah, it is a lot of different reasons. So Alpi Kabbalah, that's what it says. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's connected to what we're saying here. So this is what it says. Vayisaper lehem haman et kavod ashro. V'rov banav. It says in Megillah Esther. Haman told them over the honor of his wealth and the many children he had. Okay, why? They're dependent upon each other. It says in the pasuk, "Atku gam gavru chayel zaram nachon lifneim v'tzitzeim leinehem." You have a translation there.
They became great and powerful. Their offspring is established before them. Their children's children are before their eyes.
You ever see Scarface?
Long time ago.
What
do you say?
First comes the money, then comes the power, then comes the women.
So it's not what we're saying here.
First comes the women, then yeah. comes the money, and then comes the guys.
Exactly.
It's the opposite.
The opposite.
It's a good opposite.
He goes according to the Rambam.
Yeah, but look what happened to Scarface earlier.
Yeah. So atku gam gavru chayal ze ashirut. This is the wealth. It's al yedei zaram nachon, through their children being proper. V'ze shamru rachal aleh. That's what Rachel said to her. Ki kol ha'osher asher hitzil Elokim avinu lanu hu ulevneinu. All the wealth in which we took, Hashem saved us from our fathers, for us and for our children. So for us and for our children, daika, they're connected. Ki ikar shirut al yedei isha. The main wealth is through a woman. Uvat luim abanim, and through that is dependent on the kids. Ki isha hi ikar b'chinat ilan. The woman is the main concept of the tree. The shirut hemanafim shel ilan. The wealth is the branches of the tree. Vabanim hem haperot hagdalim banafim elu. And the children are the fruits that are growing from the tree. V'zeh sod is what it says. The sages say, "Gozel t'chavero ki ilu gozel mieno nefesh banav uvnotav." The Gemara says it pretty clearly now. And when someone steals from his friend, it's as if he steals from him the souls of his sons and daughters.
And where does the man come in? Is he the owner of the tree?
He has to water the tree, take care of the tree.
He plants the seed.
Yeah, look at the ketubah. That's where the man comes in.
It says that when Reuven... when Reuven switched
the leaves
beds,
on the tree, the leaves on the tree. Yeah.
It says that when Reuven switched the beds with into Leah's...
Yeah.
It uses the Lashon as if he had relations with her.
Oh. Yeah.
And I'm wondering, it's because of this idea, it's like you're taking the kids or whatever it is. You're stealing
yeah.
that.
But it wasn't his place to like even like go there anyway, mm-hmm. so it's like a pagam in his
yeah.
own bris to go. Yeah, it's coming to the intimacy of his parents.
According to that, stealing from anybody should be equivalent to telling them that, like you're saying, having relations with them like that. Right? Because you're stealing, you're taking this, you're messing with their business.
But this specifically, I mean, how can they say that this is it's Reuben? It's not. He's talking about his mother.
Yeah.
I'm saying they're using that language.
Yeah, it could be. It's really.
It's a very big deal.
Yeah.
You think Yaakov would have a bed in each tent? You're gonna be like, all right, kids, help me slip the bed to your mama's tent tonight.
Yeah. It's so many sheep and so many. You know, it says there's an opinion that he had 1.2 million sheep dogs. That means sheep dogs. How many more sheep did he have? Tens of millions of sheep. Now you only have one bed. Come on, like he's so rich.
Whoa, if he was a special bed.
I don't know.
Put kavanas into his bed.
Shlomo Melch's throne was one of a kind.
Also, yeah.
Says mitzvah sochteva. There's only one bed.
Uh huh. His bed. That's interesting. Yeah. Okay. So da sheim zeh gazlan adain lo haya lo banim. So if the one who stole doesn't have any children,
im zeh nigzal.
Oh, Nigzal, sorry, the one who he stole from doesn't have any children. Yichol, Ligzol mimenu shlo yelo. It's possible that you steal from him and he doesn't have any kids. Al yedei shegozel v'notel anaf. Because he takes away the branch. Kanal. Because why? He takes away the person's money, so therefore the wife cannot mispashet the soul properly.
That's a question.
Yeah. Because if someone has a certain amount of money that's set for him, and then someone takes away that money from him, and because of that, now his wife is not happy because now she has less money. Therefore, her soul cannot expand properly. And therefore, the branch is not being grown. So therefore, there's no fruits that are coming out of the branches. So he's actually taking the full branch away, which takes away the kids.
What if he's not married? The guy you stole from?
It could be in the... that's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it depends how much it affects him when he gets married, I guess. I think each case is its own thing. You can't really. I don't know if there's like a general rule for that. So vafilu imkvar yesh la nigzal banim. Even if the one who he stole from has children, yechol lazik lo shemutu banav. It's possible that it could cause that person's children to die. Chas v'shalom. Ki im adayin abanim tzuchin leiman, because the children need the mother. Haynu la anafim shela, which is the branches. They are branches. K'mo sheyesh perot shela nigbaru kol tzarkan. Just like he had fruits that didn't fully get cooked yet. That sounds familiar. And they have to get more out of the branch, okay? They have to mevashel, which means get ripened from the branch. So when you take away the branch, humazik haperot, it damages the tree, the fruits. They still have to get more from the branch. Hainu mehitznutzitzut or iman, which is the sparking of the mother's soul. Well, call the fiyag hagzela. Everything is according to the amounts, like to the stolen. Call the fiyag ilan vanafim vaperot, and everything is according to the tree, the branches, and the fruits. Okay, there's different like types of different things. There's different types of trees, and the type and the quality of the branches, and the amount of branches, and different types of fruits. They all have many different changes. Some trees have a lot of fruits, but they only have a little bit of. There are a lot of branches, but a little bit of fruits. Okay, which means it could be like a lot of money, but a few kids, right? For example. So we have a lot of kids, no money. Vanafim mu'atim uperot rabim. Sometimes you have a lot of, a little bit of branches, a lot of trees. And also you have a different essence of the branches themselves. Zesh ilan sheyesh lo anaf echad. You have one tree that has one branch, but it's a very special and precious branch. Sometimes you have 10 branches, and all them together are only worth 10 zehuvim, 10 like coins, gold coins. You have a lot of poor people that have a lot of kids. They only have one zuz. They have very short branches. It's only worth one zahav, one gold. Or if someone has a little bit of branches, and small. You have opposite. You have someone who's very rich. Since his branch is very, very precious, or he has a lot of branches that are all special. With all that, all the special fancy branches, he only has a little bit of children. As we explain in this mashal of the trees. We have, for example, let's say you have one tree and it has three branches. And each branch could bring out two fruits. Therefore, this person should have six children. Another example. Let's say each branch adds up, if you add up all the branches, it should be 100 adumim. Nimtza shira'u liyat lo shlosh me'ot adumim. So each one is 100, you have 3. So in that case, a person should have 300 adumim for these three branches.
300 children?
No, money. Let's say the branches, each branch is worth 100 adumim. It's like a type of curve. Okay? So you have 3 of them, so the person could be worth 300. Okay, nimta im gozel mimena mea adumim. So if someone steals from that person 100 adumim, who gozel v'notel mimeno anaf echad, he takes a full branch away from that person. Nimta shnotel mimeno shnei banim. So that could be 2 children that he's taking away from him, because each branch could bring 2 children.
How do you
know for yourself?
No, how does it actually come into context? Like I was saying, like down the line, he's causing this guy to end up losing 2 kids, like. 100 generations later?
No, it could be in his life. He's supposed to have, let's say, another 2 kids, and they
stealing this.
It could be. We don't. Yeah, I think it could be that it could happen. Yeah.
By stealing, you're saying
saving the person. Yeah. Avalda. But no, there's a big difference in this. Sometimes it says if the fruits could come from the branches one after the other, that this person takes from him one branch, which takes away from two children. But it's possible for this person to have more children from the other branches that are remaining. The person didn't damage the remaining branches. He didn't take anything from them. But if they were supposed to come out in one shot, and it says shisha b'kerzechad, like in the past in Shmot Rabbah, it says that in Egypt they had six kids in one time. Okay, six tuplets we call it. Okay. So if this person is supposed to, let's say, have six fruits for one branch, and the branch is worth 100 adamim, and he has three branches, but the person took 100 adamim from him, so that could stop him from having six kids. He ruined the light for all of them. They all actually could have came in one shot. So the person that took the money from that person took away the light for those kids, which are the branches.
Could it happen that it could, instead of just taking away
fully their life, meaning light, yeah,
it took away her emunah.
That's part of her simcha also. Yeah, I mean, I guess it could affect every woman differently. Everyone's different types. And they don't have shlemus. Alken yuchal lezik lo be'elu me'adumim levad shatal menu litol menu kol abanim. It's able to affect all those kids that are attached to that branch. V'chein yesh be'inyan zeh kama kana shimunim lefi egzela lefi inyan ilan v'anafim v'aperot. So each situation is different according to the gzela, according to the tree, according to the branches, according to the fruits, and according to the quality and quantity. The general rule is like this: a woman always has to renew and fulfill her light. She has to feel a certain light that her soul needs to express. And as long as she doesn't have shlemus, if sharla lahalid, she cannot give birth. In the main way to make a woman feel that her light is being shalem is through money. Is because it's the sparking of her soul. And this is what it says: limdu heitev dirshu mishpat ashru chamotz. You have the English there?
Yeah, Isaiah.
Yeah, Isaiah.
Learn to do good, seek justice, relieve the oppressed.
Okay. Shapasuk mazir lasod mishpat velachzeket nigzal. It says to do justice, to strengthen the one that was stolen from. Latzil ashuk min ashko. Latzil nefesh banav notav. In order to save the souls of his children. And this you should learn. Hate you should learn well. Shemashet shetasu mishpat. This that you make judgment, which is tatsilu gazul miyad gozlo, to take the whatever was stolen from the hand of the theft. Tasu tova labanim. This actually does good to the children, which is the limudei Hashem, the ones who learn Hashem, as it says in the pasuk, kol banaych limudei Hashem. All your children are learners of Hashem, and that's what it means. Limdu heitev, you shall learn well. Shatava tiyel labanim. That this hatava, which is the good thing that's coming out of this, is going to be for the children, which are the Limud Hashem. And this is the secret of what it says in the Gemara: Hagozel et chavero shave pruta. If someone steals from his friend shave pruta, the worth of a pruta, yiluchina charav filu lamadai. You should go afterward. You should go chase after him even to Madai. Madai is in Paras, right? To the Megillah. It's pretty far. You're going all the way to Iran. Someone stole pruta from you. Go chase him to Iran. Okay, so you run to Iran. He stole a pruta from you. He stole like an agora, and then you ran to Iran. You go.
Why did Esav chase Yaakov?
What do you mean? For what?
Why didn't Esav go to Paran?
He doesn't follow. He's not Jewish. He's not Jewish.
How does that make sense? It's going to cost you a lot more.
He felt he did.
No, but what does it mean? We're going to see now what it means. Why did the Gemara say Madai? Okay. Akhda, she Gemara hi ne'elemet v'nistaret ma'od. The Gemara is very, very hidden. V'zeh kavanatam emet. This is the true kavan of the Gemara. Hagozel, chulu, someone who steals, etc. Yeluchino afilu, l'chara l'afilu l'madai. So what's l'madai? Which is limudei Hashem. Which is the banim. He has to return him, even the children he stole from him, through stealing his money. Which is Limudei Hashem. Okay.
But
can
we look at it also and say that in the marriage, the wife is the emotional one. She's the one with feelings more than the man.
Yeah.
And therefore, we're talking about even a situation where somebody was kept from the man. She could be the one that's hurt, and she could be the one that's
what it's going on. She feels that her light cannot be mishpashtet and it's because someone took the money, so she can't express properly. Yeah, that's exactly what we're saying. Yeah.
Somebody grabs his job away. Somebody had him
fired. Right. Anything lokadin that could happen to the man affects the woman, and she feels that she can't express and expand her soul properly. Positive.